Welcome back. It's Inside Agriculture Market Analysis time now. The last 2 weeks have had very limited involvement in the markets. Maybe we can get back to something normal this week. But Friday, pretty quiet, huh, Randy Martinson?
Because there was thin trading, and you know what trading did show up caused the market to jump big because there was just not a lot there to offset it. So I think that kind of exaggerated the gains a little bit. But we did have there's been 2 days in a row where there's been screwworm cases found in Mexico, and I think that really helped push the market here today. Yeah, we should be. I mean, we're down flirting down with some pretty low levels, and it looks like they're going to try to make a test to test the contract lows here, the way they're performing. But you know, the lack of shipments really is just causing this market to just kind of drift aimlessly. It didn't help during the holidays, but hopefully when we get everybody back in, we can start seeing a little better trade.
But markets painfully quiet, and with a lack of interest, the trend has been to the downside. On PBS's Market to Market show, Don Roos.
Well, we did have a Santa Claus rally. We rallied up to that 453 on nearby wheat. That's the top end of the range that we had so far since end of October. What do we need to move up out of here? I think we're going to need something like we had last year, lower yields. Last year, we went down 2.8 bushels. I think it's going to have to go down more than that. But then I think you're also going to need some weather problems. Argentina's just done planting their corn crop. The Brazil corn crop gets planted when the beans come off. So I think it's fair to say maybe lower yield in this report, but probably realistically it's going to take some weather problems in South America. Yeah, it's a La Nina year. Yeah. So where we're at is in those years, southern Brazil, Argentina is supposed to be warmer and drier. Now, La Nina is more neutral, but it is south and central Argentina that's turning dry.
Plenty of market analysts predicting more corn acres in 2026.
When you look at it right now, I think what we're really looking at is probably soybean acres go up 4 to 5 million, and probably the corn acres go down 4 to 5 million just because last year, you know, we upped the corn acres. So I think what it means was when soybeans were up around over that $11 mark, $11.30, looked like some pretty early sales we saw some people tackle. But, you know, the corn market might have a little better fundamentals than it had this last year with lower acres. The number one thing is the producer in the U.S., when you look at their break evens and the prices, there just hasn't been a rush to sell stuff. You know, it's been kind of a sputter type of sale. I think it's going to be key what happens after the first of the year. I mean, the fundamentals on soybeans aren't that great. You have to use your imagination. You've got a huge crop coming at you from Brazil, 6.6 billion bushels. We're going to have 4.3 billion. But when you say that and you look at that, the funds are sitting here and they've been consistently long soybeans, like 140,000-150,000 contracts now. Why? I mean, what's underneath this market that gives them the desire to stay long? So there's some kind of a supportive element under soybeans. Maybe it's the acres, next year in the U.S. Maybe it's concern about weather that we're going to have. Maybe it's the 45Z program that the government comes out and announces something positive for biofuels. But for whatever reason, the charts, we rallied $1.40 from the end of November up until December, and then we broke $1.16, but we're just back at support trying to see if we can hold here.
In 2026, soybeans need a big story. Don Roos, founder of U.S. Commodities, what do you think it'll be?
I think, first of all, it's the big South America crop. How does that get digested into the market? Then I think, what do we see for biofuel programs out of the administration that can give us some support? And then I think we're going to look at the acres March 31st, see what we get for soybean acres. You know, are they going to be up how much? I think they're going to be up. And then I think we quickly look at the weather. So I think it's 1, 2, 3 going down the road.
From Iowa PBS's Market to Market show for New Year's, Don Roos, founder and president of U.S. Commodities. This is Inside Agriculture. Let's check a weather forecast for a pretty fine week.